gravity is an inescapable force. It gives us our atmosphere and our orbit, and it can bring us to our knees. It also makes possible the Soapbox Derby. This gravity-powered American tradition is usually a speed race for kids. Not in Portland, Oregon, as Dina Prichep reports.
The classic Soapbox Derby car is sleek and streamlined, a sort of bullet shape to minimize drag. But very few of the entries in Portland's 27th annual Adult Soapbox Derby fit that description.
We are the giant sloth head.
Our heated rivalry-themed big gay Zamboni. It's called the Ice Melter.
So we're Elvis's pink Cadillac. We got one real Elvis and three impersonators.
That's Josh Meyerholtz, Eloise Hotlin, and Blake Turner, illustrating exactly what makes this event a mix of race and art exhibit and block party. Several thousand Portlanders gathered this past weekend to see cars built out of wooden crates, fake fur, and all sorts of things.
We got a combination of hula hoops and irrigation pipe. The chassis is a 1979 Honda Odyssey.
John Nurse used those salvaged materials to create a giant purple dragon.
Well, my kid drew a picture, and then it was up to me to figure out how to build it, because how many times do you get to race a dragon down a volcano?
The Derby course runs down Portland's Mount Tabor, which is technically a defunct volcano. And as they compete for crowd favorite and best rookie, the cars can pick up some speed, even a recreation of the Flintstones car, or a giant deep-sea anglerfish with a bobbing disco ball. The Soapbox Derby became an American institution in the 1930s, when a national championship launched in Ohio. It turned into a staple of mid-century childhood, showing up everywhere from Dennis the Menace to Bewitched.
I'll show him. I'll build a soapbox racer that'll beat his all to pieces.
I knew he could do it.
Those early fans might not know what to make of soapbox racers shaped like a giant sock or an exploding whale. But day drinking aside, Portland's event, for the most part, is similarly wholesome. Brittany England built one of two derby cars shaped like ice cream trucks.
It's always so much fun. There's so many people. The vibes are great. The energy's awesome.
It really is. Leia and Allie, whose parents asked we just use their first names, are only 11, but have been coming to the Derby for years.
I think it was last year. There was this car that had like a whole model of Portland on it that was really cool.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that one was so cool.
The whole day is a show of engineering and creativity. It feels like a goofy party Portland throws for itself. And yes, there is a slight element of danger in subjecting yourself to the force of gravity, but the fire department is here, in a little red soapbox derby car, spraying the crowd with water. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichep in Portland, Oregon.